Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
As you can see right now, if you're watching along with us on YouTube or at 1620thezone.com, Josh and his poll stats. 116 January poll questions. 55-50 yes in yes-no questions. Look at that. We already got a couple up today. They're usually yes-no questions.
Yeah, generally.
Not a whole lot of nuance.
No.
Thus,
no context, no nuance. No Connor Happer show.
That's right. Just the facts. The C-SPAN of... No, let's not do that. From Andrew Marchand of the New York Post, CBS execs tried intervention to address Tony Romo's slippage in booth.
I love this story, whether it's real or not.
I cannot tell you how fast I clicked on this. I mean, it might have been less than a second. I saw it. I didn't even have to think about it. It was an automatic click. I've never clicked on anything faster. First, I'm just glad that it's not just us talking about, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good.
It wasn't this thing that the media made up.
Right. Yes. He has actually gotten worse. Mm-hmm. This is real. And it's really, I don't know, it's sort of comforting to know and confirm that, like, he was good. He used to be good.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? And there seems to be a theme that they're coming back to. I'll read you a little bit here. During last offseason, CBS Sports executives recognized that some of the lusters of Tony Romo's NFL analysis has faded. As a result, they staged something of an intervention, the Post has learned, in an effort to have Romo focus more on being fully prepared and to help him find a way to mesh better with his broadcast partner, Jim Nantz. Executives, including CBS Sports Chairman Sean McManus and CBS lead NFL game producer Jim Rykoff, flew on separate trips to Romo's Dallas home, according to sources. CBS spokesperson says, quote, "To call this an intervention is a complete mischaracterization. We meet regularly with our on-air talent." So CBS, of course, isn't calling it that. Marchand says, whatever one chooses to call it. But basically, you could see how this went, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew Marchand, I'm reaching out to CBS Sports for comment. I'm writing this piece. Here's the piece. No, this is not an intervention. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Whatever one chooses to call it, the executives reviewed tapes with Romo, went to dinner, and discussed the broadcast and attempt to return him to the form that made him a media sensation in his first 3 years on air beginning in 2017 and culminated in what was at the time the largest contract in sports casting history, 10 years for $180 million. Also noted in the story, CBS has the Super Bowl next year, which will be in Vegas. Tony Romo, Jim Nantz on the call for the Super Bowl.
So they'd like him to lock it up.
Yeah, figure it out. Like I said, I think it's just good to know.
I think Nantz was snitching on him.
You think this is Nance's doing? Yeah. Oh, I like this theory. No, I could see this. Keep
Wouldn't
going.
Wouldn't shock me. Do you ever get the sense that Jim Nantz is annoyed by Tony Romo? Like, they like each other in social settings, but, like, working together is a bit much for Jim Nantz. Because everyone kind of always, like, concedes the, like, okay, it's Nance's turn to talk, he's the lead, and whereas Romo just, like, can't get a complete sentence out and just squeals half the time.
I would say that if I was Jim Nantz, I would be annoyed with Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you try and do the best you can.
You're putting in the prep. You're making grids and sheets and watching tape.
Meanwhile, he's just sitting over here like, oh,
Jim.
Oh, the wizard. I'm not sure. This is a big one. I still do, to a certain level, appreciate his almost boyish attitude. You know, he's just like, man, I love football. Like,
yeah,
that's what was so great about it at first. And he paired it along with his great NFL knowledge and his intimate knowledge of the game.
And as the years have passed,
you get less of the intimate knowledge.
Yeah, because the game is evolving, and you're not around in huddles each and every week. That evolution.
He figured out that the Telestrator existed. started drawing on stuff.
Jim Nance is in the Uber on the way home, and he goes, you got to get that Telestrator away from him. Take it away.
Yeah. No, I like that. I actually like that theory. I will go along with you on this.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Nance going behind Tony's back and not saying it to Tony, because Nance is too busy. He's doing golf. He's out at Pebble Beach. You mm-hmm. know, he's playing par threes all day long. He's drinking wine, Jim Nance wine. And he doesn't have enough time to address this with Tony personally. So he calls up his boss. He says, hey, look.
Bleep that guy.
We got to do something about this guy. Not bleep him, but is it possible that you guys can work with him? Can we make something work here?
Can we nudge him in that direction?
I just love the term. I love the idea that this was an intervention, that Tony Romo needed an intervention to become good at his job again. It's hilarious to me. It's so funny. Adam texts in.
Hi, Adam.
951-1620. You could do the same. Sorry, but I never saw how people thought Romo was good. I always thought he was an asshat.
I love that as an insult. It just makes me smile every time.
Asshat who thought he was smarter than what he is. I didn't get that. I thought there was some humility there at first. And now, definitely, you know, by the lack of prep, he clearly mm-hmm. does. Now it comes off as, oh, this guy doesn't, you know.
With a larger sample size, it may have been luck in the opening year.
Well, we were talking about the musical chairs of, or potential musical chairs of NFL broadcast booths coming up. I don't know. If the intervention doesn't work and Tony Romo has to go to broadcaster rehab, then, you know, is and also, I mean, Jim Nance, you know, he's stepping down from the Final Four. Like, we got to watch out for that, too. Jim Nance probably doesn't have that much time left in the booth.
Okay. It's like, oh my gosh.
On Earth? No, in the booth.
He's 63.
Oh, really? This mm-hmm. is young.
For comparison, Al Michaels is 78.
Oh, I'm sorry, 112. I think Jim Nance is a man of leisure and probably is just like, yeah, I've done enough. So if it doesn't work out with this Romo guy, I could just walk away whenever I want. Maybe you just bring him out for the Super Bowl or something like that. I don't know. Whenever CBS gets the Super Bowl.
Now here's an article. Can I read you the headline?
Oh, yes. Would I click?
I think you would because, quote, Jim Nance and Tony Romo's alleged difficult spot sounds an awful lot like the Shaq Kobe Lakers.
Oh, yeah, that's a click.
Yeah, I'm clicking on that.
That's a big-time click.
This appears to be more op-ed than reporting.
So what's the theory there is that Romo wants to be the star?
Yeah, like, and Jim Nance is like, no. I am CBS Sports.
Huh. I don't know. That's not the sense. I don't get that from Tony. I don't get that from Tony.
Andrew Martian laid out some of the issues that are going on behind the scenes. If he had someone who could bounce things off of and who could make some of the stuff Tony says work, it would probably be better. But the problem is, Nance is about Nance. He's been like that for a long time. You see it in the post game when he does the broadcast and then he's going down and doing the podium. I don't understand why Tracy Wolfson or someone else can't do that. That doesn't make sense to me. They have everyone there too, but it's Nance all the time.
What blog
so that's
is
number
this?
One.
This is a good blog.
It's an article from UpRocks, but it quotes that Marshawn podcast.
Okay.
And number two is when you struggle as, we heard about this, that this was a narrative out of CBS when Romo was getting all the publicity, and you heard from Nance's side and people at CBS that Nance was the one creating Romo. And so the issue now is, why isn't Nance helping Romo get to this level? All that said, Tony Romo needs to study more, needs to be better prepared, because as you move away from the sidelines and not studying tape, you need to do more work. And I know CBS is aware of this. They tried an intervention last offseason. They knew. They anticipated this. So that's a credit to them, people in charge there. But it has not gotten better, and it is a problem.
It's a real problem.
And then later, a few minutes later in the same podcast, he says, they can do interviews and say we love each other. I know better. I think in terms of what goes on. Incredible flex by Andrew Marshawn there.
Yeah.
And I think that's an issue. And I don't know if they got to figure out a way. I'm not saying there's no turning back, but they're in a difficult spot.
Trouble in paradise. Nance and Romo marriage on the fritz. Scary. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Jim. I'm not sure. This is a big one.
Tony, I think we have a problem. Oh, I don't know, Jim.
I don't know. Have Nance bury the hatchet, send him a case of wine, you know.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Hit the links together.
Texter says, as someone who has firsthand experience of an intervention, let me tell you, it's straight up not a fun time. I bet Tony probably didn't enjoy it either. Once again, I love the idea of this is an intervention.
Intervention.
We have to tell Tony, hey, Tony, you know, like, you're not as good at this as you think you are, mm-hmm. right? You know, and this is getting in the way of some things.
It's like when you have to tell your elderly grandparent, like, look, we're taking the keys away.
Right.
Okay?
You can't see anymore. I can see fine.
Been driving since before you were born.
All right. We're keeping a close eye on that one. Thank you to Andrew Marchand. I appreciate the takes from him, too. I know better. All right, odd news is next. Josh has it on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.